Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
He just seems like an hourglass guy to me. And by that I mean you flip the hourglass over when he walks in. Make sure he's gone before the sand runs out.
That's a great analogy of an hourglass guy. I've never heard that.
I only know it because I'm that.
You're that guy?
Yeah, you last
at a party.
I'm an hourglass guy at a party. I got to leave before the hourglass runs out.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
The farther you get away from the football, Brody. Grody.
What's up with the Brody? Brody. Where did
I'm
that
sorry, but Grody. He's like Grody, but you're my Brody. But bro,
yeah.
Oh, so you're like Brody.
Yeah. You are my Brody. You got it, Roots. Hey, what up, Roots? That actually sounds kind of cool. I love, by the way,
the
I was
Brody
listening to you.
We need a song. We'll get Spiegel to write the song.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Veteran group up front. That guy, Josh Krutz, got good bloodlines.
Saw his dad there. Dad looking pretty fit there, the former Bear. Getting the crowd fired up here. And what a day for him. Kid starting at center and also with linebacker.
I'm betting on those guys.
When they asked you to do the air raid siren, I said, okay. And, you know, when you do it, Pat, I mean, you got to do it.
You did it like exactly I thought you would do it. So when I hit play, I'm like, yep, that's old.
Yes, we got after the air raid siren a little bit. They gave the air raid siren a standing eight count.
Brutes with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
That's funny. Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Olin joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, O?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're good, man. So, are you enjoying yourself these days, getting to watch the Suns play, doing the air raid siren, getting to go back to Washington, even though the team lost? Mm-hmm. Must have been cool to be back there. It's probably a good moment to be Olin Krutz right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is. It's we're having a good time following the kids, obviously. Josh and James and Grace are not really kids anymore. They're adults. And like you guys know, a lot comes with it, right? There's like a lot of work to do. But we are enjoying them going through the process of becoming adults and obviously get to enjoy watching them play the game that I love, Josh and James, and then get to watch Grace. They'll play tonight. They'll play Central Michigan. Miami of Ohio is out there. Coach Dan Gwitt trying to get to the tournament, Miami of Ohio, this year, the MAC volleyball tournament. So watching them compete in that. And obviously, I have my three young ones, too. You know, Hannah will get started on club volleyball soon. Abigail will start club volleyball soon this year. She has started practices already. And then Leah, who's obviously 10, so our day never ends.
Are you spending a lot of time, like, would you consider yourself, like, super knowledgeable about volleyball now?
There's an old volleyball coach at University of Washington, moved out to Notre Dame. He won a national championship. His name is Jim McLaughlin. And I talk to him a lot, Lawrence, and you know how I am about studying things. I even studied the air raid siren, right? So I studied that on YouTube and made sure I knew how to attack that thing in case I had to leverage drill it and throw it on the ground. But I didn't have to do that. I did pretty good at spinning that thing. But obviously studying a game of volleyball, and I give my oldest daughter, Grace, a lot of credit. Just she went and played a sport no one knew about. We knew nothing about it. I thought she was crazy at her height to try volleyball, to go for it, but she did it. I earned a scholarship from Miami, Ohio, but Coach Jim McLaughlin, man, has done a great job teaching me the ins and outs of the game. And I think I know about volleyball until I actually try to serve receive, which is pass off a serve or things like that. I'm not very good at it, but have to learn a lot and realize how much I was screwing Grace up when I first started saying, hey, why don't you just go get that ball? And I didn't understand all the ins and outs. And like you guys know, every sport has all these details and things that you have to learn and go through the process of learning. And, you know, it's a really interesting sport. It's been fun to learn.
Man, that's cool. Yeah, you know, my son's a goalie in soccer, and I've been spending time on YouTube trying to learn how to help teach him, you know. But no surprise that Olin has done the research. We see him doing the research on Bears and their opponents on a weekly basis. Can you just tell people about your experience in what, the last 2 minutes of that football game against the Bengals when you were at Revolution Brewing. And that was what, a good 45 minutes of your life getting ready for the game? That must have been insane.
Yeah, well, we came downstairs at 2 minute, pretty comfortable lead, right, with 2:15 left, 41-27. And all of a sudden, with 54 seconds left, you're down 47-42. And you're thinking, here we go again. How did that ball hit Hardy's foot, right? What is the chances of that? And then Flacco just in man coverage attacking our linebackers, and in zone attacking the middle of the field, and we can't keep them out of the end zone. And sure enough, they score and take the lead. And you're just thinking, well, Caleb has been pretty good in these situations. All we need is a field goal. Obviously worried about the special teams that day, worried about Cairo Santos, already a missed field goal, already problems in that area. But trust that Caleb can do it. And then guys, I mean, gets out of there, right? Theo Benedict gets beat clean there on 3rd and 10. Caleb makes the guy miss, gets the first down with his legs. They call timeout. And then the Coast in Loveland. I mean, why the Bengals are threatening blitz with 17 seconds left and leaving the middle of the field open? Well, that's for Al Golden to figure out. That's why they're 32nd in every category in defense. But Coast in Loveland comes open, man. And there's the guy, right? And I was like, why would you draft a wide receiver tight end that early in the draft? But there he is, making a play to end the game, man. And that's some emotions, as you guys know, as Lawrence showed up. Of course, Spiegs is way too busy to hang out with us, but Lawrence Holmes showed up there at Revolution Brewery, right? And we had a good time, and a bunch of guys were there, man. It's just to be able to enjoy that with the fans, a big win, not something we've experienced a lot around here in Chicago, in Illinois, over the last 4 or 5 years.
It's fun, like, watching a win like that take place, and the people at Revolution were so happy, like Bears fans, and a big sense of relief too on the faces of people there. It was great. They ran the ball very effectively, and I get it. It's the Bengals, and their defense is not good. What do you think they can take from the success they had in the run game with Manungai and the Bears offensive line?
remember, we talked about this, right? What was repeatable? We talked about a lot after they came out of bye week and we watched them go out there and beat the Commanders. Well, we talked about stopping the run and running the football was repeatable for the Bears when you looked at the film really closely. And this offensive line is getting used to working together. Coach Dan Roschar has done a nice job getting them on the same page. You guys, I'm not only talking about when they blow guys off the ball, which guys, we've seen a lot on Twitter this week, but I'm talking about when they run stunts and you have to switch men on the run. By that, I mean your assignment stunts to me. The linebacker runs over the top. I seen one play, I think it was at a 16-yard run in the second quarter by Manungai, and Darnell Wright takes over Jonah Jackson's guy. Jonah Jackson knows immediately who to turn and run for the linebacker and gets a piece of him, and it's a big game, man. Just the combo blocks and the way they're working together with the offensive line and the tight ends, right, and the wide receivers. They're all involved in this run game. Like you mentioned, Lawrence, not a very good defense they went up against, but you still got to execute. I've been on offenses before where the worst defense in the league came in and we got to play them and we didn't do anything. So this offense taking steps. Darnell Wright, a lot of accolades this week, obviously well deserved, man. Jonah Jackson really has stepped his game up. Dahlman, Tooney, Theo Benedict, all working well together. Cole Kmet obviously gets hurt during that game. I think he's important to that run game. But other tight ends come in, step up. Manungai ran hard like you knew he would, watching his film from Rutgers. And the Bears are just dangerous enough on the edges where you cannot load the box on them and you cannot just say, okay, I'm just going to stop the run because then Caleb will pick you apart.
Olin, you know, Darnell Wright has been inconsistent the last couple years. Some moments where you're like, oh my God, look at that dude, right? But I mean, you know it better than I, that's for damn sure. But he's been so good this year, and I thought it was fascinating when he talked about earlier in the week that Ben Johnson has a way of making you, the offensive lineman, feel like you are playing a pivotal role in a specific play or in a game plan. And that just, does that resonate with you that like some coaches are better at making you feel how important you are as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, really good coaching, right? Explaining to you the why, right? Not just telling you to do things, but look, we're going to double team this guy with Darnell Wright. We're going to run behind you, and then we're going to make them condense, and then we'll pull you on the edge right when they all think we're running inside. You are the key to this game. You dominating this double team, getting movement on a play they call dual, which is a play they're living off of right now, which is a gap play. Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright double teaming a lot up the combo block up to the linebacker. So really just explaining you how they're going to help you, how they're going to count on you to make a block. And you can tell when Coach Johnson goes up there and speaks after games. And we knew that, guys, when he came in here, right? We all said, man, you watch his film, you watch his play calling with the Lions. This guy is elite. What we didn't know is could he process information as a head coach? And he has started to do that, right? He has started, did really, really good at that also. And we're starting to show signs here, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, we know that the teams that they have played lately, their last six games, not very good football teams, right? I think the teams are combined 15 and 37, right? Those teams they've just played. And the defenses, I don't think you'll find 1 point per game over 22. So they're the bottom half of the league right now. But you only can play who's on your schedule. This guy does a nice job telling the players exactly how they'll beat somebody, right? Like, think about the DJ Moore reverse, right? The motion, I think it was Romo Dunze there across DJ Moore's touchdown. And the linebacker's eyes, man, he talked about it after the game. They were so screwed up, right? Spiegs and Lawrence, that they didn't know where to go. The linebacker on the reverse side, he ran into the front side A-gap, expecting outside zone to the right, and then it just hit him with the reverse for a touchdown. So when a coach explains things like that to you in the meeting room, look, guys, this is how we're going to attack them. When they start overplaying the outside zone, we'll run a reverse for a touchdown, and then you're on a sideline and you're looking at it and it's actually happening, that's when the buy-in starts, man. That's when you hear guys like Darnell Wright, the unicorn, right? I know Coach Ben Johnson wants to take a victory lap because he took a lot of flack about saying that in August about Darnell Wright, but Darnell Wright doing cartwheels and slamming first rounders on their head, looking like a unicorn against the Bengals, right? So, hey, take a victory lap. You guys deserve it. But those are the kind of things, speaks to your point, when a guy explains to you exactly how they're going to attack somebody, how you're important to it, and then it happens, man, you start to buy into what this guy is preaching.
Can Kyle Manungai run all the same stuff that they run for DeAndre Swift? Or if we see them sharing carries this week, are we going to see different sets for those two different running backs?
No, they'll run all the same plays. They run a little differently, right? Kyle Manunga gets downhill a lot quicker. It's like when we had Cedric Benson and Tom and Jones. They were the same plays, but you understand that one guy's a power runner and the other guy, like I remember with Cedric, I mean, Thomas Jones used to bounce, you know, God's play. They called it power O, where he was supposed to attack the front side A gap. He would end up in the backside by the backside tackle. When I asked him one day, I said, Thomas, how did you see that read? I think we're playing the Steelers, that famous 2005 game in the snow versus the Steelers. I said, how did you see that backside tackle hole? He said, oh, that's my first read. Well, it's not supposed to be, right? But they run it differently. Same play, but you understand that they're attacking the play differently. Like, Manunga will run toss track, right? He'll run all the same things. By toss track, I mean tossed outside the receivers with, you see Darnell, right? The one Theo Benedict ran the DB out of bounds and ran him into the ground. Really made my whole day when he did that. But those kind of plays, they all run it. They just run it a little differently.
Oh, can you walk me through something? Because I'm hearing people talk about this a little bit more frequently, and it's the concept of pin and pull on outside zone. And mm-hmm. I felt like I saw some really good wide receiver blocking on some of those runs last week. Can you walk me through what that's supposed to look like?
Yeah, those are called crack plays, right? So toss crack, the receivers will line up in a bunch formation, or they call it, I think Sean McVay calls it closet formations, where the receivers are really close to the tackles and you bring everybody in, right? And you run inside, and all of a sudden you're going to toss it outside, and the receiver now has to do a good job because he's responsible for the DM.
Right.
The Giants are a perfect team to run that against, right? Brian Burns, not a very big guy, right? They don't have Abdul Carter if they put him out there. Thibodeau, these guys are having a hard time setting the edge. It really is the problem with the Giants' run defense, but the receiver can get that DM and pin him inside, and then the pin and the tackle is pulling and use the tackle as number one from the sideline, right? So the first defender from the sideline, he's going to run and he's going to stay on his track, and a running back's try to get on his hip and run with him and cut right off his block. So that's even God's play is a pin and pull play, but it's a pin and pull. It's a gap play inside, in the inside A gap. But the one you're talking about, Lawrence, where the receivers do a lot of blocking, and really Sean McVay kind of started all this where you most receivers in and out, and they're almost used like fullbacks, right? And you got to have receivers who are willing. And Antoine Randle has done a nice job insisting that these receivers block. And these receivers have bought in, and that's all contributing to this Bears run game kind of taking off here in a little bit. And obviously, we'll mention again, we know how bad these teams have been at stopping the run, but they're still getting a lot of movement. They look like they understand. They know what they're doing. The mental errors are way down from the beginning of the year, and they're doing a really nice job keeping these defenses off balance by running the football.
I appreciated, one, seeing Alamide Zaccheaus do it. It's one thing mm-hmm. to see Rome do it. He's a big body wide receiver. But both of those guys, I thought last week, mm-hmm. they played. They weren't afraid to go hit the end.
Mm-hmm. Zaccheaus, DJ Moore, they've all been asked to block when they get in there, right? Even Luther Burden, when he gets in there, has been asked to block. So they don't care who's in there. They ask them to block and do certain things. And I think Coach Johnson and all the offense coaches really have talked a lot about if you want the ball, you have to block, right? And when you keep insisting on that and keep preaching that, that's how you create this thing that everyone talks about called culture, right? That's how you create your culture. Like, look, man, we're a physical running team first, and then everything comes off of that. And that's why you see all these play action passes and everything that the Bears like to run that they're basing their offense off of nowadays.
So should we be worried that Caleb Williams is going to drop back and hold the ball just a little too long? And here come these pass rushers. Kayvon Thibodeau mm-hmm. is a former top two pick. I think he was number two mm-hmm. overall, if not number three overall. You mentioned Brian Burns, not too big, but dominant in the pass rush. He's got 11 sacks, leads the NFL. And Abdul Carter is the kid that everybody thought was going to be Micah Parsons in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So
Dexter Lawrence. I mean, they got
Dexter
some
Lawrence
guys,
in the middle.
Guys, man.
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the guy, man. Dexter Lawrence. I'm a center, right? He lines up over there. That guy's a mammoth. I mean, you want to watch something. Someone fun to watch play football. A lot of teams able to run away from him this year, right? Because they can attack these smaller pass rushes on the edges. But like you're saying, Spiegs, very important that, and we trust Coach Johnson. Now, a lot of people have been getting off this after this defense, right? Because you just see their stats, and I've turned their film on, and you expect to see this dominant unit with all these names, but they're struggling in the secondary. They got a few, I think their linebackers out this week. They're struggling at the second level of their defense, and the ball's coming out faster than the DNs can get there, right? And then in the run game, those smallest DNs are getting attacked, right? Some things people don't consider when I want pass rush, I want pass rush. Well, got to stop the run first, right? You got to stop the run before you get to rush the passer. But these guys, a harder matchup than the Bears have seen in the last three or four games. And it'll be fun to watch our offensive line match up against this front, because we want to see where we are and where we're at, even though I think they're 31st in the league at stopping a run, and their numbers aren't very good. And sometimes I don't understand the scheme they're going after there when I put on the Giants film, but that's their problem. They do have these names. If you do get, I heard Alex talking about it, did a very nice job explaining to you guys, you don't want to get behind the chains on these guys. I don't think the Bears will, right? I think they'll stay on schedule. I think they'll find ways to gain yards. Dexter Lawrence is the kind of guy who worries me a little bit in that middle of that line. He can create a lot of havoc when you have a shorter, smaller quarterback, a guy who pushes the pocket. Obviously, it's a guy you worry about. But again, the Bears should go into this game with the same thought process they had the last few games. They look, let's get this run game going a little bit against a defense that has been struggling to stop the run. Let's make them do things that it doesn't look like they want to do, which is set edges, right? Sit guys down. Let's attack them with our aggressive run-blocking tackles and see if they'd like to do that all game.
So how does one do research for an air raid siren? Like what is
very
what is
simply,
that involve?
You go on YouTube and you put an air raid siren Illinois game, and then you screen record it with your phone and you slow it down, Speaks. Come on, man.
Technique.
Stick with me here.
Yeah. So who's the best? Like, who did you see? Oh, man, that guy knows what he's doing. Or that guy knows what he's doing. Was there anybody?
I didn't study the actual guy. Dude, I was just studying how they were doing the air raid siren. But they do use, like, you know, Illinois Hall of Famers. So I should go back and actually look at who was doing it and what their name was. But just kind of noticed that you had to click it towards you and then get it going a little bit. So I figured, well, I might as well get it going as hard as I can, right? And well, you're going to do it. Let's go do it. So fun day. You know, Coach Shiano's bunch, Rutgers, always a tough bunch, but Illinois came out ready. Coach Bielema came out ready to play football, and they took it to Rutgers pretty good.
Oh, what do you think of Jackson Dart?
I think he's a good player. I think he's going to be a good young player. I'm surprised at how fast that ball does come out. Now, he has a lot of injuries on his offense. I'm sure, as you guys know, I think his center, John Michael Schmitz, is out this week. Tyreek Stevenson, right, went one before John Michael Schmitz in the 2023 draft. You guys heard me talk about that a lot. So him not playing this week is a shot at me, I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, Pose is over there laughing at me, right? Pose is like, you wanted this guy. Tyreek is playing well. You win one. But, you know, he's got Malik Nabers out, Scatterboo's out. They got a lot of guys injured here, Lawrence. They don't have a lot of weapons on that offense, right? So, but I'm impressed with the way he hits that back foot. He does get the ball out. He's got a good arm. He can use his feet to move around. This Giants team looks like they're struggling a little bit on both sides of the ball. Not a little bit, a lot. They missed their running backs, right? I think they have two running backs. I think James Conner is also out. So on to their third running back. Now they got their, you know, I think their right tackle was out last week. Now they got their center out. Just having that kind of year there in New York. But if you just look at Jackson Dart and watch him work through his progressions, Lawrence, the things you're looking through for a young quarterback, the same things we're looking at our young quarterback. You watch his footwork. You watch some of the throws he makes. Guy's got a lot of potential. He's a fun quarterback to watch. And like you guys know, the more stars we can get in this league that are worth watching, that are fun to watch, he's a guy who's fun to watch. The more exciting NFL is, the better for all of us.
Oh, we appreciate you, man. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be checking you out on the pre- and the post-game show.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.